When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Many districts, including Minneapolis, are moving to distance learning because of the COVID absences, staff calling in sick, students calling in sick. One district that hasn't quite moved to that option yet is the St. Paul Public School District. Joining us now is Superintendent Dr. Joe Gothard. Good morning, Dr. Gothard.
Anita, good morning. And first, congratulations to you. I heard the news that you would be taking the slot, and very excited for you. So great to talk with you today.
Great to talk with you, too. Thank you so much. Full disclosure, my kids are St. Paul Public School proud graduates. And Dr. Gothard, you had a 2021 graduate, and so did I. So
absolutely.
We have a lot in common. So tell us about the decision-making that goes on behind the scenes. Usually, you know, in my experience with St. Paul, it's always followed, you know, in conjunction with what Minneapolis does. It's similar populations of students. Why is St. Paul deviating now and still having class in session?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the decisions like that might be consistent around the metro and specifically with snow days and things like that. The last 2 years have shown me that, you know, and especially without strict guidelines saying that this is the roadmap for how districts do this, we really very much are on our own. I meet weekly with the Metro superintendents, a group of about 40 to 50 of us. We talk about things like this. We talk about the individual nature of factors that we're facing or dealing with in our districts. Furthermore, I talk with colleagues around the country, and there is no blueprint for precisely how to do this, when to do this, or what's best for our students. And, you know, I feel right now that going to full, and I'm going to differentiate and call it online learning. Distance learning is a relic from the past now. That was a safe learning plan terminology. We are an online provider. It's optional. And I am not going to opt to make online learning a district-wide requirement right now. We have to continue to provide in-person experiences for our students, regardless of where any of our staff work from. We still have to have in-person supports for our students.
In your email to the St. Paul Public Schools community, you talk about reviewing targets for moving individual schools to online learning. What are those metrics and targets, and how are you determining those?
Here's where that gets really difficult, Vinita. We could easily put out a number and say, once we get to this level, you know, then we have to, you know, do this, you know, this is the decision we're making. And what we need to look at is the data within the data. So the best numbers that we get right now are for licensed teachers, licensed staff in our buildings, but our buildings require so much more than just our licensed staff. There are support staff. There are other key operational people. So what we want to do is make sure that we have a criteria that takes all that into account. So that if we would have to shift a building, to online learning for a short period of time, that we could do two things. One, we could still continue to offer in-person support for students. But more than that, we could give our community, our families, a notice for what duration they can expect the default to be online for their students.
Time right now is 7:23. We're talking with St. Paul School Superintendent Dr. Joe Gothard. Are you getting enough input and really engaging staff, parents, and school board members to make these decisions? Because you hear things out there that, you know, that maybe that input isn't being taken into these in consideration to make these decisions.
Well, I could certainly share an inbox that is filled with the most polarized messages that I've received at any time of my career. And, you know, so there are definitely people on all sides of this. I am not going to speak on behalf of the entire staff of St. Paul Public Schools. A number of them have written with great concerns. I do not one bit question their commitment, their efforts. I will never, ever diminish how difficult and challenging this has been. But I got a message this morning that said this, and I'm going to share this obviously without a name. And these are important reminders for us to remember as we're considering these decisions. It says, "Good morning, Superintendent. I'm a parent of a pre-K second grade student. Thank you for keeping our schools open. My child has fallen a full year behind after spending that crucial year in distance learning. They are progressing a bit better since being back in school. I'm relieved that they can keep going in person." So these are the kinds of things that I have to weigh. So it is a message like that next to, "You're the worst person ever, and I can't believe you haven't closed schools." It has put us in a very difficult position. I do my very best to keep our board informed. I do my very best to take their direction, their guidance. We will work Tuesday night in a public board meeting. Perhaps the public can hear kind of some of their decision thoughts to our decision. But absolutely, I'm keeping our stakeholders as engaged as I possibly can.
Here's what puzzled me yesterday, and had I had a kid in the school district, I would have been really concerned about this. It was tweeted out yesterday on the St. Paul Public Schools Twitter account that schools would still be in session. It wouldn't be going to online learning. With no opportunity, comments were shut off. You could not comment on that tweet. I've never seen a school district do that. And as someone who's run a social media account, that's not best practices. Why would the district do that and not take feedback?
I would have to check in with our communications department for that decision. I don't know if there was something that was inappropriate. Well, I'd have to check in with our communications department to understand that.
Okay, because that's not a standard practice for any other district, and it was just surprising to see St. Paul do that. Union negotiations are going on. I know the St. Paul Teachers Federation of Educators is concerned about going backwards in COVID protocols. How is that progressing, and is there an engagement from the administration in really working with teachers and really listening to their concerns?
Union negotiations right now for the St. Paul Federation of Educators contract, and they represent three groups. Teachers, education support professionals, and school community service professionals are in mediation. Typically, that is not something that is discussed publicly. They have had, I believe, three sessions together, one yesterday, and there are proposals on the table from both sides right now. And negotiations are about resources in the middle and sides talking about how can we provide resources to achieve our school district mission. And that's where things are at. Very different from the discussion about COVID and our response to it. I know that many times those two things are conflated, but they're different as well. So negotiations kind of aside, talking about school remaining in person or going online is related, but not front and center for negotiations.
And Dr. Gothard, just to wrap it up here, you don't expect St. Paul to go online next week, or is it just a day-by-day thing? Anything you can tell us, a hint of what is to come?
Right now, my commitment is to remain in person, and we will work to determine what steps we might have to use to look at a building-by-building approach to are we able to overcome the barriers that individual sites are facing right now. And even if we are moving in that direction, it would still be my direction to give to our staff that we have to provide in-person support for students. We have 6,000 students in St. Paul Public Schools. qualify for educational services, special education. We have hundreds and thousands of students who are not independent learners, where you know, learning online is the best mode for them to succeed. And yet I understand the challenges their teachers and educators are in front of them at school either. So we are looking to support our sites as best we can, and I'm looking to support our families, and the learning of our children is the number one priority.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.